Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
It's Friday, Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, it is me. You know my voice by now. Motown Maurice, keeping it real on this Friday of December 2011. And this week I've introduced a few quotes, and I got two more quotes for you that I want you to digest before we get into this guest today here today. The difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination. I got to say that one more time. The difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination. And quote number two, pay attention and listen up. Whatever you do or dream, you can begin it, because boldness has a genius and magic to it. And I'm telling you right now that my guest today is mixed between genius and magic. He is the president of TwistedSpine.com Films, a micro-budget film group based in Cleveland, Ohio. Since its inception in 2000, TwistedSpine.com Films has produced over five feature films, a short film, a pair of sitcom pilots, all on budgets that a local in Cleveland reporter once described as enough to buy a used car. I hope you're ready for this inspirational show today and this inspirational guest. Please put your hands together, make some noise, please clap. I want to hear you clap. Clap, I'm serious. Clap your hands for Rich Yarbrough. Rich, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Motown. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you very much for being a guest on the show. It is an honor. It is a privilege and honor because you are doing some great things in Cleveland, Ohio, and the world needs to know about what you're doing. Please tell me about your company, TwistedSpine.com.
Well, I'm Rich Yarbrough. I'm president of TwistedSpine.com Films, and what we are is we're not your usual film company, but we're what I call a film group. And what we do is we make micro-budget movies, and I'm the writer, director of these films. I put them together, and then what we do is we have people that want to work and get experience and hopefully get an opportunity to get work in films. They come and work on our films, contribute whatever they want to contribute to our projects, and we make micro-budget quality films. And the whole idea behind it is to give people opportunity to showcase their talents. We're located in Cleveland, Ohio, so it's not really the the hot pot of filmmaking. So we're trying to hold down our everyday jobs, our real lives, our families, and we're trying to live our dreams at the same time. And so our film company is there for people to showcase what they can do and hopefully get a job and make a professional living making films.
Okay, that's very, very nice, very nice. So, I normally don't ask these type of questions, but I'm really curious and I want to know, and you seem like the type of guy that will share this type of information with everybody. So how much money are you making? You must be pocketing, a good million or something, through the residual.
Oh, yeah, we're rolling in. No, actually, we don't even really keep track. All we know is when the bills are paid, the money that we make, selling our movies on our website, TwistedSpine.com, or at film festivals or conventions, we put the money into the next project. So it's not about making money. It's about making opportunities, because the bottom line is what we want as a company and the people that work in our company. And I have like five other members, I call it, of our company, Mike Purcell, Kevin Zapata, Brian Foster, Terry G., and Tim McCloskey, and these are all people that we all have a goal, and our goal is to get professional paying jobs working in film. And we each have our own talent, our own thing that we want to do. One's a producer, one wants to be an actor, one's our cinematographer, I'm the writer, director. And basically, we put the projects together. That's kind of the core group. And then we have other people that come in from all over Cleveland, Pennsylvania. We've had people come in, and they contribute their talents to our projects. So we don't really keep track of, you know, it's not about making money, because we're not going to make, we know making a micro-budget movie, we're not going to make $1 million. But what we can make is a difference in getting people's name out there and give them an opportunity to get an actual job working on actual studio films.
It's not about making money. It's about, making opportunities.
That's
it's
right.
Not, I love that. I'm going to use that quote. And I hope everyone who's listening uses that quote and digest it and make it a part of your everyday life, because it's not about money. There's so many resources out there that you can use to create whatever you want. Whatever. What's that? What did I just say? Whatever you do or dream, you can begin it, because boldness has genius and magic to it. It ain't saying nothing about money in there. You just need some boldness to make some things happen. And Rich Yarber is a living witness of that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, and I am so excited to continue this conversation. The lines are blowing up. Please be patient. We're going to get some calls in a few moments. Can you give us some examples of some budgets that your films have been on, like how much actually each film?
Well, the very first film that we made back in 2000 was Transylvania Police Monster Squad, which was basically like a horror comedy based on a kind of a satire on the Cops TV show. We made that for
$600.
$600? $600. Wow. And we basically had no equipment. We had a consumer-grade camera, no microphone, and we set out to make this movie. We made the movie, and we started selling it, you know, however we could sell it, door-to-door, whatever we were selling it. We actually made our money back in 3 days. And that really fueled our fire. It's like, whoa, we can do what we want to do. We can live our dreams making movies, and we can actually make our money back doing it. And so that got us fired up, and that really got us started making films. So $600, I think our top budget so far has been about $5,000, and that's on our latest movie, Murder Machine. And so we really haven't spent that much more money, but we've quadrupled our crew. Last movie we had about 50 people total, actors, crew, and it was a pretty big amount of people there, but we didn't spend a whole lot of money, and the movie's been going through the film festival circuit. We've won awards, Best Thriller at the Indie Gathering International Film Festival. We were official selection of Cleveland Independent Film Festival, Best Original Screenplay at the Late Night Horror Film Festival, and we didn't spend a lot of money, but we put a lot of effort into it, and that's what we do on our website. If you check it out, if anybody goes there and checks it out, our motto is TwistedSpine.com Films, we're your premier micro-budget experience. So it's about quality. Everything we do, you know, we put effort behind it to make it the best that it can be. We're not just out there trying to make a buck. We're actually trying to present ourselves and showcase what we can do. And every artist that contributes to the project, they're putting their best out there because they have a passion for making it happen. And they want people to know that we're in Cleveland, but we can make it happen. And so that's basically what we do. And that's why our products keep making money and people keep coming to our website, because they know, they see that, you know, we're not just trying to toss a pretty box out there and then you get the movie and it's no good. We're about making a quality product. We don't have a lot of money, but we know that we can make quality entertainment. It just takes a lot of efforts on what we call grassroots filmmaking. It's where you go out there and you beat the bushes at the flea markets, the thrift stores, beg, borrow, steal, whatever you got to do to get the best stuff that we can get for our audiences, because the audiences are smart. People, when they buy an independent film, especially a micro-budget film, they know that they're not going to get a Hollywood production. They know that they're not going to get, you know, giant explosions and all that. But what they can expect is a quality product, because that's what you can put out there. It doesn't cost anything to come up with a good script, and it doesn't cost anything to put out your best effort. So that's kind of what we've built our success and our reputation around. If you get a Twisted Spine product, it's going to be a quality product, and you're going to get your entertainment value. And that's what we're making. We make entertainment. We don't make message movies. We don't make, we're making entertainment, quality entertainment. You're going to watch the movie, and you're hopefully going to be entertained and take your troubles away for a couple hours. And when you're done, you're going to talk about what you saw in the movie. You're going to talk about some of the characters, and you come away liking something from the film. That's our goal.
Fantastic. I really hope everyone else who's listening grasps that grassroots movement filmmaking. That is where it starts, and that's how it all begins. Some of the greatest filmmakers picked up the same concept, so that is excellent. Before we take the next caller, or the first caller, there is one thing that you told me that I found really, really fascinating, and it is kind of mind-boggling to me. One of your films that you put in a film festival won an award over a film that had a $1 million budget. And I know your budget of your film was nowhere close to that. How is that even possible? Tell me about that.
Our film, The Deep Dark Woods, No Witnesses, that was made on about a budget of about $3,000. And it had, a pretty big cast and crew of about over 40 people on that one. We put it in the film festival, the Late Night Horror Film Festival out there in California. Our competition and was Jack Brooks Monster Slayer, and it starred Robert Englund, who everybody knows Freddy Krueger. He was the star of that movie, and it had a budget of around $1 million, and we beat them in one category, Best Cast Performance, and we took the award over them. And I think that says a lot about, like I said, passion that goes into our product, because for our cast to beat a $1 million budgeted film in that category, that says a lot. Robert Englund, I mean, you know, he is the epitome of the horror genre. I mean, you know Freddy Krueger, you know his work, and for us to win against a film with him in it, that says a lot about what the passion for filmmaking people can do. It doesn't take money, it takes effort, and it takes passion.
Yes, yes, and I think that deserves an applause. Let's clap it up. Let's clap it up.
All right.
We're going to take this first caller on the show. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I have the president of Twisted Spine Films right now on the line, Rich Yarber. And we're going to take this call. Normally, I shout out the area code, but I think I know this number by now. I believe this is the one and only Sunshine. I believe I'm right. Is this Sunshine? Are you on the line?
Yes, it is. How are you, Motown?
I'm doing fantastic now that you're here. What's going on? Talk to us.
I was in swamp and I haven't been able to be here all week, but thank God I could get here for Rich's show. And that film that he was talking about, that's the one that I was in.
All right.
You know, Robert Englund. Wow, that's huge. Hi, Reg.
Hi, Sunshine.
How are you?
Sunshine's one of my stars and one of my heroes, Motown. I call her every actress, every actor that's in my movie. To me, they're a star because they're coming out here, and they're giving me their best efforts. And Sunshine is one of my biggest stars, because whenever somebody sees the first opening scenes of The Deep Dark Woods, No Witnesses, they remember it, because they remember Sunshine. And she nails it. I mean, I talk about people talking about a scene after the movie. Believe me, they talk about Sunshine's scene. And she's also one of my heroes, because she's out there making it happen. Where other people, you know, they talk about it. She's out there making it happen. So Sunshine's one of my stars, and Sunshine's one of my heroes.
Oh, see, now that's so sweet. I love working with you guys. So my question is, I had a character in that movie. I had this amazing man whose real name is Mark, and he played my on-screen husband. And we had the best time together. I thought he was going to kill me by the time the shoot was over. After that, I was wondering, Rich, are you ever planning on doing a reprise so that we can talk about why we were actually together? Because I thought we kind of hated each other in the movie. I thought the poor man was going to kill me. And I thought, boy, wouldn't that be nice if one day Rich Yarber would call me up and say, I know, let's do a movie where we talk about why you guys were even together to begin with. And we can do it in the deep, dark woods of Cleveland again and get lost in the run.
Yeah, really?
That
I mean,
would be fun.
Kind of,
are you
kind of
planning on doing, like, a third sequel to Deep Dark Woods?
Well, I mean, people, I mean, people come to our website all the time, and they're wanting us to do a third one, but we kind of want to get caught up in the, you know, making the same old films over and over again. But I won't say that we're not going to do it in the future. If enough people want it, that we may actually bring back the character of the Ranger. I mean, it's one of, we have two franchise characters in our film company. It's the Ranger from the Deep Dark Woods films and our newest character for Murder Machine, and those are our franchise characters. And people seem to like them, so if there's enough demand, you got to give the people what they want. So I'll never say never, like Sean Connery, never say never. I may revisit that someday, especially with your character. We're going to have to find a way. I mean, I don't want to give it away what happened to your character in a movie, but we're going to have to find a way to get your character back in there if that happens, for sure.
Well, there's a way to do that. There's always a way. There's, oh
there's
my
always
God,
a way.
There's alternate realities, I think. And that reminds me, Rich, if somebody had a book, a sci-fi book or a screen, well, not a screenplay, but a sci-fi book, and they didn't know how to write a screenplay, could they send it to you and ask you if you would be interested in doing their movie based on their novel?
Well, I mean, we do get calls all the time from people that they want to sell us scripts or they want to sell us story ideas. And what we have to tell them is, listen, we don't buy scripts. We don't buy story ideas. We don't have the money to do that. Nobody gets paid in our organization. It's about making opportunities. But that being said, is what I would do is help them, you know, help them find a way, help them find a venue, you know, anything that we can do, because that's what we're about. We're about building bridges, networking, and making people's dreams come true, including our own. So I would definitely work with a person like that, and if they had some sort of resources that they wanted to get the film made, but they didn't know how, definitely could help them with that. You know, if they have the stuff like that, they just need the cast, the crew, whatever like that, definitely would work to help them like that. But it's basically anybody that comes to the Twisted Spine, you know, we try to help them out. We try to network because that's what it's all about. Nobody in the micro-budget world is going to get anywhere by being an island. You have to be a bridge. You have to network, and it's about helping people out, and that's what we're about. It's about making people's dreams come true, making them, you know, opportunity to showcase what they can do, because we're all living our regular jobs here, you know, working, families, and in order to make it, in order to get your name out there, there's so much competition these days. Anybody with a camera and a computer can make movies, but that doesn't mean they're making good movies. So
if
you have an idea,
right.
I mean, the best thing to do if you have an idea but don't know where to go with it, reach out to somebody and ask for help. And if you ask and you find the right places, you know, you'll find a way. You got to have the passion to make it happen. You may not
have
the resources. You may
Rich,
not have
here's
the.
Here's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to do two things here, and then I need to.
That's right. We got. I'm sorry, Sunshine. We are so running out of time.
No. Let me make a shout out for Rich for Twisted Spine, please.
Okay,
can I do
go
that?
Ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I took that little clip that I did on Rich Yarber's film, and that got me from Cleveland to California, and that got me tons of roles and recognition, and you just never know where you're going to go. So if anybody is listening to this, I did lead opposite John C. Reilly, which is huge, and one of the reasons I got that, and then a Call 911 dramatic episode, because of that scene in Deep Dark Woods, No Witnesses. So it doesn't matter about how much money you have in micro-budget and macro budget, it matters who you're working with and the character of the people. And I want to give a huge shout out to Rich Yarber and everybody involved with TwistedSpines.com. Great company to work with. Okay, you guys? Thanks a lot for taking my call, Motown. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Sunshine.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well,
ladies
that's awesome.
And gentlemen,
I mean,
yes, that was. How does that make you feel?
I mean, that makes me proud because when people can – and Sunshine's really one of – like I said, she's my hero because she's out there. She's on TV with John C. Reilly. She's in videos, and she's out in Hollywood. And it makes me proud to know that they, you know, we were able to give them their start. We were able to give her start. And with that, she's taken our reputation out there and telling people what we're about. And that's the whole process. It's like I said, it's like building a bridge. And your reputation is everything.
Yeah.
And that's why we build our products on, our reputation. We're not trying to, you know, put some stuff out there. We're trying to give you quality, and we're trying to be quality people and professional. And that's the best testament is our actresses and actors are going out there, and our other artists are getting work out in the real world, and that's what it's about. And if one person gets a job from one of our projects, you know, that's a win right there. That's a win for all of us. So
that is a win. That's a win for the whole community. It's a win for the whole village. We got about less than 10 minutes left on the show. I got about 3 questions that I have to ask you. So, Rich,
right.
You know, man to man, bold person to bold person, genius to genius. You've been around for a while. You've been around longer than I have, which I'm basically saying that, you know, you're older than me. And and based off of what I know, you know, all of this fire, your group, it more than likely did not start recently. It probably started from an early age in your childhood or your young adult life. And I know it did because you had an opportunity to take up filmmaking in college at USC, and you turned it down. And I know that is something that's probably haunted you for a while, but you're actually living your dreams right now. So take me back to that place in time when you actually had the opportunity to go to film school, but you turned it down.
Well, I mean, you nailed it on the head, Motown. It's I was a teenager. I was, you know, fresh out of high school, and I was playing around with making little Super 8 films and all that. Always was interested in filmmaking. I mean, acting, anything with entertainment was always driven me. I always wanted to do that. That being said, though, I was kind of always shy, reserved type person. I applied to USC. I got accepted, and I was all pumped up to go out there. But as my life at home kind of dictated, I just wimped out. That's basically all I can say. I wimped out. I got scared. I was afraid to go out there, afraid I would fail. It was much safer to stay home and, you know, come up with a million excuses why I couldn't go out there. And so I stayed here. I went to college actually for accounting, which not for me. I'm not a business major type person. Ended up getting married and dropping out of college. And it wasn't until I was 39 years old, after years of talking about wanting to make movies to everybody that would listen, but never actually doing it, I actually traveled to Maryland to a film festival, a film convention, to meet one of my filmmaking idols, is Ed Wood Jr., who is notorious as being the worst filmmaker of all time. So I guess that's not really a great idol to have. But the problem that I had with his films was not because that his films were bad. I liked him because he made his films despite all the obstacles. People told him he couldn't make films. He went out and he made these films. He got them done, and he made like 8 films that people are still watching today. So I went down to meet one of his actors. He had a stable of actors he used all the time, Conrad Brooks. A lot of people know Conrad Brooks. He's in a lot of B-movies and stuff like that. I went down to meet him and, you know, to talk a little bit about Ed Wood. And while I was there, I met a filmmaker from New Jersey, Carol Petrie from MVP Productions in New Jersey. I was talking to him, same old story that I talked all my life. You know, oh, I'd like to make a movie, but I don't have enough money and I don't have anybody to help me. And he kind of took me back on my ear. He talked to me and he told me, listen, why don't you shut up about it or step out there and start shooting something, anything. Get it started. And once you start, he says, more things will come to you and you won't believe what will happen. So I kind of took that advice. I came home, and after talking about it for 20 years, I wanted, you know, and turned down a chance to go to USC and all that, I actually started shooting some stuff. We had no equipment or anything, so we shot Transylvania Police Monster Squad, which is basically a satire on the Cops TV show from television. Featured classic movie monsters that were getting into trouble with the cops, and it was kind of a comedy. And that's what started it all. And that like I said, everybody talks about, you're never going to have enough movie, enough money, you're never going to have enough help, you're never going to have enough anything. And that's why I tell people today, quit talking, and like Carl Petrie told me, quit talking, get off your butt, and start doing something. And when you start doing something, you're going to find other people, you're going to find resources, and you're going to get stuff made. And it doesn't take a lot of money. It takes a lot of passion and effort, and that doesn't cost you anything.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Nothing
the
at
moral,
all.
The 2 key points of what you just said to me is take action and protect your dreams. Protect
exactly.
Your dreams, because obviously you had that dream at a very young age as a teenager. It didn't happen, but you protected it. And when the opportunity came around, you took action. I love it. I love it. I love it. Look, we running out of time. You got to be brief on these last few questions here.
All right.
All right. This one, this next question, actually, I'm not even going to give you a question. I'm just going to throw a word at you, and you tell me what comes to mind in reference to what you're doing. Is that okay with you?
That sounds good.
Okay. And the word is control.
Control. Well, control is about controlling your own destiny, and that's why we talked earlier about we're not a film company, we're a film group. We're not about making money, because in the independent films, right now, especially micro-budget independent films, you're not going to make your living on these films. But you can't control your own destiny, and that's what we do. Our movie Murder Machine just won Best Thriller at the Indie Gathering International Film Festival and all these festivals. We've got distributors calling and want our film, but we want to control it because we want to be able to take all the people that put their efforts in here and showcase it, control it, and get their efforts out there in front of people, in front of producers, in front of audiences, so people start talking about what people did, including myself, on these films, on Murder Machine. And the word of mouth is great. We got some great actors in it. E. Ray Goodwin, Don Kilrain, Wendy Weigert. These are all actors that they're controlling their destiny by giving their efforts to my film. And so we're controlling our product. So the idea is to get it in front of as many people as possible to showcase their talents. So control your own destiny. Don't let somebody else take over. And that's basically it. Follow your dreams. And you can make it happen. Start on a small scale and work your way up to a big scale.
Yes, that was a perfect answer. Perfect answer. And I love the fact that you have distributors who are actually interested in purchasing your films, but that is not priority for you right now. And I love that. You got the control. Keep the control. Keep the power. You know, before we started this interview, way around the time when you emailed me for the first time, I knew this interview was going to be special. And obviously it is. But when you told me you had something exclusive that you was going to share live here on Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shovel, that's when I started to float on cloud nine. Talk about that exclusive. Share it with me. Share it with the audience.
Well, what better place than Motown Maurice's show to let everybody know, all our micro-budget film fans, our TwistedSpine.com film fans, that we have been approached. I've been approached to contribute my inspirations, my experiences to a new book that's coming out called Making Movies on Your Own, Volume 2. And it's by filmmaker Kevin Lindenmuth, who's been making these types of movies for over 22 years. Right now he's making documentaries for PBS. He's got a great history behind him. He did Volume 1 back in 1997. This new book's going to feature 25 of the newest, hottest, up-and-coming filmmakers. I like to say young filmmakers, but since I'm going to be 50 years old pretty soon, I guess I won't say that. But 25 of the top independent filmmakers that he's chosen to be in this book to share their experiences and inspire other people to make movies. So Make Movies on Your Own, Volume 2 should be coming out next year, hopefully by McFarland Press. And I wanted to let everybody know I've been building it up to show a Motown Maurice show. What better place? So let everybody know, check this book out, because if you want to follow your dreams, this is a man that's lived it for 22 years. He's made his dreams come true, and he's got a book coming out that where a bunch of other dreamers like myself are going to help people follow their dreams as well. So Making Movies on Your Own, Volume 2, exclusive on the Motown Maurice Show, letting it out right now, right out of the bag.
Thank you so much. And that what you just said is a testament of truth, is a testament of living your dreams and your passions, because when you set forth to start your group, your film group, this is not something you planned for. You didn't say, I'm going to make some films and then I'm going to eventually, be a part of a book. No, it just happened. And that's
exactly
what happened. You know, being proactive brings work, and work brings work, and living your dreams bring opportunities and all that good stuff. So, hey, congratulations to you, and that deserves a round
Thank
of applause.
You.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
We're about to close out. Please take this moment and tell everyone how they can find you, your website, your location. Please tell them.
Okay, you can find our films, or you can email me at twistedspine.com/films. The website, twistedspine.com. We built the website right into our name, so it'll be easy to find. So feel free to go on there. You can check out our products. You can check out what we're about. You can email me. We're excited to hear from people. We love to hear from people. We love to, you know, help people out. Like I said, it's all about building bridges and working together. So check me out, twistedspine.com, and see what we're all about.
You know, you're like the through sunshine. You're like the third person or so that I've interviewed from Cleveland, and the passion that is coming out of that, out of Cleveland, Ohio, is just fantastic. I got to work with some people from Cleveland. I got to work with you because our passions are very, very much related, and it's exciting. It's exciting. Keep it up. Keep representing Cleveland, and keep doing exactly what you're doing. And thank you very much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you. And hey, if you're ever in Cleveland, Motown Maurice, you're in a movie. We'll put you in the movie, and because I know with your talent, you're going to take that movie to the top. So I definitely have you sign. Believe me. Sign on the dotted line.
Oh, and I didn't even have to ask you. You see, that's what I'm saying. We on the same page. I like that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Listen, you inspire me to ask you maybe one more question. Could I do that?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
I'm going to brace myself for it.
Yeah, please. This question. And I know you got the answer because we're on the same page. You from Cleveland. You got the passion. You got everything. Let me take a breath. Rich Yarbrough, who is the future of late night television?
Oh, man, there's no question. Motown Maurice, he is the future of late night television. I am telling you for sure. That is the way it is.
No doubt. That is the answer. Indeed.
No doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a note from today's show. It takes boldness, it takes genius, it takes courage, and it takes passion. It doesn't take any money. Forget about money. It takes passion, boldness, genius, and courage, and Rich Yarbrough has it all. Thank you very much for being on the show, and I look forward to being in your movie. All right?
Awesome. Awesome. So, thank you, Motown.
Thank you very much, Rich. You take care.
Have a great day.
You have a great day, too. Ladies and gentlemen, didn't I tell you that this show was going to have inspiration? Didn't I tell you that this show was going to motivate you? And I know it did. So please take those notes and apply it to your life. Apply it to your walk. Apply it to the way you breathe. Just apply it. Anyway, I'm signing out. This is Motown Maurice for Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. It's Friday. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for listening, Mom. Until next time, take care. God bless. Peace and blessings.